Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pee Wee Waninger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schalke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schalke. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schalke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dugan moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Collins. Gehrig moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Wanninger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schalk for a passed ball. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Falk reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a fly ball towards center. Combs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Combs. Ma still moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Collins steals second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0 for 1 in the game. Wanninger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Combs is chasing the ball. Hooper rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Combs is hit by the pitch. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Combs moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Schalke fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma Still. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Ma Still steals second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Ma Still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Ma Still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Shealy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Herb Pennock now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Hooper moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive towards short. Wanninger catches it and throws to second to double up Hooper. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Ernie Johnson pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig scores. Shang moves to second. One out. It's 6-1, White Sox. Pee-wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lyons. Shang moves to third. Pee-wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0-for-2 in the game. Wanninger hits a fly ball into center field. Ma Still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Veach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Ernie Johnson now playing second base. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Shang and he is out, Wanninger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pee-wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0 for 3 in the game. Wanninger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.